blessed Trinity. Do you know that the angels give him not rest day and night right now? Singing that right now. Revelation 4 says they rest not day and night, singing that right now, over and over and over again. Holy, holy, holy. Isaiah 6. Now, this book, the book of Isaiah, and chapter 6, begins with the vision. The vision. Look at chapter 1. Look at chapter 1 of Isaiah. It begins this way, the vision of Isaiah, which he saw. And verse 2, he said, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken." The Lord hath spoken. Now, a vision, the word vision means something you see. Or how you see means your eyesight. How's your vision? How is your vision? My vision is not too good. I'm nearsighted. I need these to see afar off. Or maybe you're farsighted and you need something to see up close. I need both. Bifocal. Vision. A vision is how you see things or what you see. You know that most animals on this earth are nearsighted. Animals are nearsighted. They see only what's up close. Food and so forth. They can't really see afar off. So is the natural man. He's like an animal. He just sees what's in front of him. Food. And that's what he goes after. And can't see afar off. The eagle. The eagle now, see afar off. God's people's mount up on wings of an eagle. Christ is that eagle. And it says, they see afar off. This vision that Isaiah saw was not really, I don't believe it was an actual vision, or apparition. But it's the eye of faith, because I've seen this vision. And it's not a new vision. Any man says that he's seen a new vision or has a new vision is a false prophet. Any so-called church that names itself a new vision is a false church. There's only one vision. The vision of all, he said in Isaiah 29. That is all the word. It's one vision. Are you with me? One vision. And how what he saw was the Word of God. Did you see that in chapter 1? The Lord hath spoken. He saw things by the Word. You know, the Word enters your ears and goes into your heart. It'll open your eyes. Are you with me? Don't be dull. David said, "The entrance of thy word giveth light." You know how you have vision? You know how you see things? Light. If there's no light, you're in darkness. The word gives light, gives understanding. If you have no light from his word, there's no understanding. What did he say? What did Isaiah say in chapter 8? To the law and to the testimony. To the law, to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, there's no light in them. They don't see. They don't see. Can't see the vision. The entrance of God's Word. Look at verse 10 of chapter 1. Hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom. Who's he talking to? Israel. Israel? Sodom? Professing religionists. That's who this is to. Hear the word. The Lord has spoken. He called him in verse 2, rebels. See this? I'm hoping you see what Isaiah saw, this vision all around us. Your eyes have been opened. You see what the Lord says in His Word that clearly describes this day that we live in. It hasn't changed. It hasn't changed. This is the vision, okay? This is what I see. What I see is a world full of rebels. What I see in verse 5 is the whole head is sick and the heart is faint. This is a sick society we live in. The head is sick, have no understanding, none whatsoever. Reprobate society. No heart is faint. No heart. They live like animals. No heart. Verse 3 says they don't consider. He feeds them and clothes them, but they don't consider who does it. Don't give Him a thought. God's not in their thoughts. Is that what you see? Verse 4, a people laden with iniquity. Seed of evildoers. Didn't the Lord say in Genesis, before He destroyed the world with a flood, didn't He say that He looked down and the whole earth had corrupted His way? What's His way? Right here. It's full of violence. Is that what you see? Don't you see that clearly? See it clearly. How did you see it? You didn't see it until he showed it to you. Is this not today? Is it not? Don't you see clearly? Most people can't see. This opens the eye. The law and the testimony. The country is desolate, verse 7. Desolate, that means Ichabod's over the door. The glory's departed. And verse 9, unless the Lord had left us a very small remnant, a remnant according to the election of grace, we should have been a Sodom and Gomorrah a long time ago. And so hear the word. Give ear, He said, you people. Oh my. Look at verse 4 again. It says they're backward. The verse, the last line says they're backward. It's all backward. Isaiah 59, I believe it is, says judgments turn backward. Equity can't enter. They won't let it. They don't want to hear the truth. It's backward. They call it good evil now and evil good. That's what. Don't you see that? Did you see that clearly? Folks, God doesn't love this world like men say that. This is the vision. And I see it clearly, don't you? Romans 1 and Isaiah 1 are the same. Men haven't changed. Did you ever think, people over 50 maybe, or maybe 60, if you had to maybe have lived in the 50s to see a time where things were still somewhat decent. Did you ever think you'd see what you're seeing today? Did you ever think you would hear without shame? Think God's pleased? No, God is holy. Holy. Father, Son, always holy. And look at chapter 2, verse 10. He says, enter into the rock. John, I started to turn and look at you. There you are. Enter into the rock. I think I have, John. Don't you? Why, John? He put me in the rock like Moses, didn't he? He said, there's a place by me, Moses. I'm going to put you in it. I'm going to put you in it. Enter into the rock and hide thee, O my Savior, hide me in the rock of ages for fear of the Lord. Well, preacher, I thought God loved everybody and had a wonderful plan for their life. That's what men thought. But that's just not so. That's not the Lord of Scripture. That's not the God of the Bible. Is it? No, it's not. This is life eternal, to know the only true God. And Jesus Christ, whom He sent, what did He send Him for? To do a work.
And he did it. And he did it for particular people. And it behooves us to find out if he did it for us. Our life depends on it.
Look at verse 11 of chapter 2. The lofty looks of man shall be humbled. The haughtiness of men shall be bowed down. The Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. The day of the Lord of hosts is upon everyone that's proud. 2 Timothy 3, read it for yourself. He says, in the last days, perilous times. And he doesn't mention one thing about wars and this and that and the other. He says they're perilous times because men are so proud, haughty, high-minded. Boasters, they talk so much when God is in the heaven and we're on the earth, and he says, let your words be few, I'm listening to you. And they shake. And look at chapter 3, verse 9, the show of their countenances, their faces. Their face witnesses against them. They declare their sin as Sodom. They're not hiding it. They're coming out. How? Shaking their fists. Why? Why? Why did all this happen? False religion. False religion. Men quit standing up and telling them who God really was. Holy, holy, holy. There's only a few. Elijah was one man against 450 prophets. You think things have changed? It's about one to every 450,000 now. Our Lord said that in the last days, many prophets have come. False prophets. And God's men are saying the same thing. Their vision, their eyesight is clear from this word. Things haven't changed. Our Lord said, as in the days of Noah, as in the days of Lot, I'm through. Blessed are your ears that they're hearing this morning. The lofty looks of man will be brought down. Look at verse 17. He says it again. The loftiness of man shall be bowed down. The haughtiness of men shall be made low. The Lord alone will be exalted in that day. The Lord alone will be exalted in that day. Chapter 3. It said the show of their countenances like Sodom, verse 9. But say to the righteous, verse 10, it'll be well with him. The righteous? You know there's none righteous? No, not one. Not by nature. But it's well with the righteous. But there's none righteous. Preacher, I'm confused. I'm not. Are you? Are you confused? Who's righteous? In Christ. He's made unto us. Here we go again. Wisdom. He's the Word. Entrance of gives wisdom. Righteousness. He's the Lord our righteousness. We're in Him. We're covered in Him. We're made righteous. We're holy in Him. Sanctification. Set apart from this evil world. And redemption. He's bought us. We belong to Him. He's going to have us. He's coming back to get us. Say to the righteous, it's well with them. They'll eat the fruit of their doings. What's that? What do we do to work the works of God? Believe. Verse 11, but woe unto the wicked. No matter what. It's going to be ill. Well, it's so much more to show you leading up to here. But well, one more thing. Verse 16. The Lord said, the daughters of Zion are haughty. They're walking with stretched forth necks and wanton eyes. I can hear them mincing as they go, tinkling with all their jewels and so forth, prancing along, strutting along, acting like they're somebody. The Lord says, I'm going to strip them naked. Is this now or what? Chapter 6. In chapter 6 now, it begins this way. So much leads up to it. It's Isaiah said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord. Now, what Lord is he speaking of? No man hath seen God at any time. No man can. God's Spirit, right? What Lord is he talking about? He's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. This is quoted in John 12, verse 32. It said, these things, verse 41, these things spoke Isaiah when he saw Christ's glory. He saw the Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen to it. The Lord, this is the Lord Jesus Christ he sees here. This is the Lord, the vision of the Lord Jesus Christ that he sees here. Christ, who the true Christ. This is life eternal, that you might see, that everyone that seeth the Son. Are you with me? Everyone that seeth the Son says, I'm going to raise him up. Everyone seeth the Son as he is. This is life eternal, that they might know the only true God and the true Son, the true Son of God, as he is. There's another Jesus being preached. And he's the opposite of what we're going to look at right now. He's the opposite. That's how you know. Uzziah, who's this man Uzziah that died? He's a king. He's the first king mentioned by Isaiah. In Isaiah, the vision he saw in the days of Uzziah and Jotham, Ahaz, Ezekiah, and kings of Judah. This Uzziah was a great... Listen to that. If this isn't ironic, profoundly ironic, this man Uzziah became a powerful man. The Lord raised him up in power. He had great riches and great power. And he began to be full of pride. And he was the ruler of the nation. Rich and loud and proud. And it says his heart was lifted up against the Lord. You know, anybody that's proud, that is against the Lord. A little pride is against the Lord. Because what do we have that we have not received? And if we received it, how? Why would we glory? You know, six things the Lord hates. The first thing is a proud look. And this man was lifted up with pride, didn't he? Isaiah said, the loftiness, the lofty looks of man are going to be brought down. Isn't that what characterizes our day more than anything else? The lofty looks, and he said, the Lord slew this man. This man went to the temple, and that's another story. He actually represents Satan, Uzziah. He went into the temple to offer a sacrifice, and the Lord slew that. He represents that man of sin who's in the temple acting like he's God, but he's not. And God's going to slay him with the word of his mouth. He represents religion, false religion. He represents many things. You see, there's one person that was to go in and offer that sacrifice with. One person, that's the high priest. And this man made a mockery of it. And the Lord killed him. Well, Isaiah said, Lord, give us ears here. Give us eyes. See this vision. Isaiah said, when that happened, when he slew this great man, this loud man, this proud man, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. I saw the Lord. I saw the Lord Jesus Christ. That's who he's speaking of. How did he see him? What's the first thing he said of him? He said, I saw him sitting upon a throne. David one time said, Psalm 36, the transgression of the wicked saith within my eyes, there's no fear of God before their eyes. Why, David? Because they talk about making him Lord. They talk about letting him be Lord. That he wants to be your Lord. That Isaiah said, I saw the Lord. And he wasn't a baby in a manger. Will you listen to me? He was not hanging on a cross helpless.
He was not over a rock praying. He was not in Mary's arm, his lifeless body. He was sitting on a throne. Sitting on a throne.
You know, there are no seats in the Old Testament tabernacle or temple. There were no seats. Why? Those priests, those high priests never finished their work. They did all that they could do. And now it's up to God. But not this man. Scripture says in Hebrews 1 of the Lord Jesus Christ, it says, He who is a creator thought it not robbery to be equal with God, the express image of God, the creator of all things. God has spoken in these last days concerning His Son. He that made all things, He said, when He had by Himself purged our sins, what? Sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. David said in Psalm 110, and our Lord Jesus Christ quoted it to those Pharisees, "The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand, till I make thine enemies thy footstool." Psalm 42 said, "He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh." He's seated, sovereign, reigning, ruling, directing all things, seated, giving directions. Even the king's heart is in the hands of this Lord. Like the rivers of water, doeth whatsoever He will. Are you worried about tomorrow? Not at all. Well, I shouldn't be. Why? Because thy God reigneth. He's the Lord. Now, if He's this fellow outside your heart's door, He's not. Christ is not. But if He is, leave the door shut. Don't let Him in. But pray to the Lord on the throne that He'll let you in. Pray to Him who is the door. Open thou mine understanding that I might know thee. He's seated on a throne, reigning and ruling. Anyone that says He's outside your heart's door is a false prophet. Anyone that believes that that's what He's doing and that's what they did, they let Him in, let Him be Lord, is lost. He's lost. Isaiah said, "I saw the Lord." And brethren, I have too. The vision of the book is closed to most people. But bless God, He's opened my understanding. The blind receive their sight. And they see. What do they see?
The Lord.
High and lifted up. High and lifted up. Catholicism says He's gentle Jesus, meek and mild.
He was. He's not now.
He's high and lifted up. He said, when you see the Son of Man lifted up, you'll know I am. John 8. He said, when you see the Son of Man lifted up. Now the first thing we see Him is lifted up on the cross. We know why He was lifted up.
Because God is holy.
We know why He came, because God is holy. We know why He died.
God is holy, holy, holy. God is just. He will by no means clear the guilty.
God will punish sin. So God made Him to be sin.
For who? Not everybody. For some people.
He who knew no sin, He made them to be Him to be sin for them. That they might be made the righteousness of God. Where? In Him. You understand that, don't you? You see that He is the Lord your righteousness? Do you see why He came? Do you see why Christ died? Most people don't have a clue. Say, God loves you and Jesus died for you. Why? Because He loves you. Well, why did Jesus have to die? Put away your sins. Well, did He? Not really. You have to make it. I don't understand. They don't either. I do. Don't you? Buddy, if Christ died for my sins, they're gone. If I see Christ high and lifted up, why He came and why He hung on that cross, why Christ died, and with my understanding and believe on Him and bow at the foot of His cross and lay hold of the sacrifice, my sins are gone. But if now some fella's done all he can do and it's up to you, then it's you're a goner. If anything's up to you, you're a goner. If God wants to and can't, brethren, nowhere in this book is the word want behind God's name. Nowhere do you find it say God wants anything. I'll tell you what it does say. God says, I will work, and who will live? Here's what it says. God says, the Lord says, I will, and you shall. I will. He worketh all things after the counsel of not His want to, His will, His purpose, ordered in all things, and sure. He said, I've spoken it, not I want to do it, I will do it. This is the Lord. That's another Jesus. He can't save a flea. There's a God who cannot save. Men are praying to Him. Might as well pray to a statue. We see Christ lifted up, don't we? High and lifted up. We saw God lift Him up from the grave. You know why He arose? Because it's not possible that He should be holding up dead. Because Scripture says so, that He'd come out of that grave. But what else? This is the key. This is the key of the gospel. Do you understand why Christ had to come out of that? If He didn't come out of that grave, that we still got sin on us? That we're going to hell? You understand why? Because He came out, God accepted the sacrifice. You understand that, don't you? Don't you? You understand that? He accepted the sacrifice. People of old were listening to that high priest go in the temple and offer up lamb's blood. He had these bells on his garment. That's what I'm trying to do this morning. Just ring the bell. Trying to ring the bell and fruit showing whose fruit? Not mine, Christ's fruit. How did that woman that went to grab hold of a hem of a garment? Which garment did he lay a hold of? How'd she know whose garment it was? All those hymns. There were bells ringing. Nobody else heard it. She did. Look, there it is. And she lay a hold of the hem of the high priest. His righteousness, His fruit. Well, Santa looked like Donnie, don't it? We've seen the same vision. I'm that woman with the issue. I've crawled by His grace and laid hold of His hem. What happened? I'm whole. I'm holy. Why? Well, preacher, you don't look holy. You look like a sinner. Christ said to me and that woman caught in adultery, I'm not condemned. Not condemned. No accusers. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? Come on, say it. Christ died. The great high priest. When he went into there, that even that man who went in to offer those lambs and those bullocks, the people were listening. Is the bells on his garment ring? Are the bells on his garment? Is the bell? Don Bell rings it, doesn't it? Is it ringing? Is the Lord pleased with his fruit? How do you know? When that fella came walking out of the veil, coming from the Holy of Holies, where He'd poured the blood on the mercy seat, and He walked through that eastern gate where the light shone through, where the Son of Righteousness rode. You know what He said, Deborah? Accepted! Accepted in the Lamb! God's not angry. He should be, but He's not. We're reconciled. Isn't that wonderful? Lifted up. He came out of that grave. We see Him lifted up. You know, He went higher than that. We see Jesus made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. We know why He came, why He was a man. He had to die. This is the Lamb. He had to die as a man. God can't die. Man must. Man can't satisfy God's justice. God can. The God-man came. He died. Satisfied. Buried. Sin's gone. Came out. Where'd he go to?
The right hand of God.
Sat down.
Wait till you hear that. It says we're seated with Him.
What do you mean? I'm not there. Oh, yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. You're right here. You're going. You're coming. You're coming. He's coming for you. He's coming to get you. How do you know? I mean, they all look alike. How do you know the children of Israel in Egypt? How did the death angel know who to get?
Had blood on them. God's people have blood. They have the Word of God as a frontlet between their eyes. They have blood on their mind, blood in their heart. The blood is applied to their hands. The blood is applied to the... Isn't the blood wonderful? God says, when I see the blood, I not only pass over them, but I'm bringing them with me.
Bringing them up. God said in Exodus 3, I am come down to bring you out. To bring you up. Is this the best message you ever heard?
It's the same message you've heard all these years. The same vision. Nothing new. Nothing new, is it?
Same vision that we've been looking at all these years. A vision from God's Word of the Christ. His train filled the temple. We just saw a bride married, and you know, they have a train, a bridal train, don't they? Those that follow the bride and her gown, you know. Oh my, the Scriptures in our text, we're all going to maybe have a Bible that reads the same soon. And it says, the skirts thereof. Look at it. In the middle of the margin, His train, it says, the skirts thereof fill the temple. In other words, everybody there is under His skirt. Everybody. Did you ever hide under your mama's skirt? Huh? Sure you did. If you're over 50 or 60, you did, didn't you? Huh? You got in, hid under her skirt. Where is she? Where is he? Hidden. That's exactly what this means. That's exactly what this means. And every one of God's people know what the skirt is. Like that girl. My heart is indicting a good matter. I'm like wine that can't be vented. People, I'm telling you, Ezekiel, that child who was in a field, what did he do? When he came, he said, live. What did he do? He spread his skirt over him. What did Ruth say to Boaz? Spread your skirt over me. Hide me, oh my Savior, hide. Look at verse 2. There are two seraphims that stood over this. Six wings. With two he covered his face. With two he covered his feet. With two he did fly. Each one of them had six wings. Two seraphims. What are seraphims? These are angels. What are angels? They're messengers. Who do these represent? Preachers. Preachers are called angels. He said, let his ministers be as angels of fire, ministers of fire. And this is how you know them from Satan's angels. The seraphims, the angels, the messengers of God. That's what Hebrews 1:7 calls his ministers. Prophets, apostles, evangelists, pastors, teachers. How many did he send out at a time? There were two angels. Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 1, he said of the gospel, he said, these are things which angels desire to look into. Those angels of old were created, golden angels, holy angels, and they looked down on that mercy seat and that ark all the time. Their vision, you know what they saw 24 hours a day, all the time? You know what was ever in their eyesight? The only thing they could see, the only thing the angels could see, that ark. That's all they looked into. Is that all you do? Christ is all. That's how you know Him. Had six wings. With two, they covered their face. With two, they covered their feet. And with two, they took off flying. What's this? With two, they covered their face. That's humility. That's shame. Perhaps the greatest preacher in all the New Testament was Paul. He said, "Oh, wretched man that I am." Covered his feet in modesty. He said, "My loins are filled with a loathsome disease." Covered their face with shame and humility. The Scripture tells us, "Oh, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord." They covered their faces as covering your mouth. When you cover your face, you cover your mouth, don't you? Listen to me now. I'm going to tell you something. What I see in our day. They covered their face in humility, shame, but facedness. They covered their face to keep their mouths shut. And the only thing they wanted to speak was God's Word. We live in a day where the show of men's countenance speaks against them. There's no shame before their eyes. They glory in their shame. The face. Now. There's a thing today, social media, that World Wide Web and a net that people are caught up in called Facebook. And what that's all about is look at my face. Look at my children. And listen to what I have to say. Listen to my opinion. Look at me and listen to me. Well, we ought to be as the angels and say, "Don't look at me." You say it's harmless, preacher. It's harmless. Pride is not harmless. It's harmless, preacher. Just talking idle words are not harmless. They hurt bad, and God hears them all. And the Scripture saith, "Come out from among them. Be separate," saith the Lord. Cover your faces. Cover your mouths. God's in the heavens. Let your words be few. There's only one good thing I see out of all these social media, so to speak, is if the gospel is proclaimed from them. Let somebody put a gospel. Let somebody put on there 1 Corinthians 4:6. 2 Corinthians 4:6. Let them put on there, "The glory of God is seen in the face of Jesus Christ." This is what I see. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. Cover your feet in modesty. And with two they did fly. In Revelation 12, if you're listening, it's all just amazing. With two they did fly. In Revelation 12 it says the woman, speaking of the church who was persecuted by the great dragon, the woman was given two wings of eagles that she might fly. Mount up on wings of eagles. We heard Brother Mike preach on that. He said, bear them up as wings of eagles. She's given two wings of eagle. What for? To fly above this muck and this mire that our feet are caught in. Oh, that I had wings of a dove in my fly. Great eagle. And they cried, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. Holy, holy, holy." People, God the Father is holy. People, God the Son is holy. People, God the Holy Spirit is holy. Holy, 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 holy. Read Psalm 99 for yourself. And the whole earth is full of His glory. The creation declares His glory. The heaven and the earth declares His glory. Day unto day. Wrath is revealed from heaven. Declare, that's His glory. Mercy also is shown from the heavens. The sun shines on the unjust as well as the just. His tender mercies are over all His work. The rain falls on the unjust as well as the just. God is merciful. And the post, verse 4, the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. The house was filled with smoke. What are the posts of the door? What are the posts of the door? You have doorposts in your house holding up the door? Huh? What are the posts of the door? That's the church, the pillar and the ground of the truth. And the posts of the door, the pillar of the church, is moved by what He says. They tremble at His Word. They see this vision of who the Lord is. They see what's going on all around. They see. And they tremble at His Word. To this man will I look, he that trembles at My Word. And look at this. Isaiah saw this vision. He said, woe is me. I'm undone. I'm a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of the people of unclean lips. What makes you say that, Isaiah? I've seen the Lord. Woe is me. You know, Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am, a man of unclean lips. What does that mean? It means that with our tongue, with our lips, we murmur and complain, and poison of asps by nature is under our lips. Our tongues. Chapter 3, he says, I'm doing all this because of your tongue. Chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. Read it if you see it. God says, I'm going to wipe this thing out because of their tongue. He said in chapter 29, they draw near with their lips. No heart. And I know it's so. And I'm a man of unclean lips. You know, the only one that can preach the gospel to sinners is a sinner. The only one that can preach the gospel to sinners is a sinner. Isaiah preached, woe, 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 as he should. Woe, woe, woe. But he also said, woe is me. I'm a sinner. Unclean, undone. Undone. Well, look at what sinners have happened to them. He said, I dwell in the midst of a people. Then flew one of the seraphims. Hurry. We found an undone sinner. We found an unclean sinner. We found a leper. What did he do? He took a live coal in his hand. Brethren, I have in my hand right now a live coal. The living Word of God. Came from the altar. What altar? What altar? The altar of Christ and Him crucified. The altar of incense. The altar. A coal. You know, one word can purge. Look. He came with His coal and He said, He laid it on my lips. And here's what He said. Thine iniquity is taken away. Thy sin is purged. Oh, my. Those who have seen the Lord as He is, on a throne, high and lifted up, they've seen themselves for what they are and see man for what he is, undone, a sinner, condemned, unclean. Oh, but how marvelous. How wonderful. And my soul, my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful. God sent His angel with a coal, the gospel of Christ and Him crucified, and laid it on my lips. And here's what He said to me. You're a sinner undone, but in Christ, you're complete. You're an unclean sinner, but in Christ, you've been made holy. Your iniquity is taken away. You've received of the Lord's hand double for all your iniquity. Your sin is purged. When He had by Himself purged our sin, He sat down. Isaiah said, I saw Him. I heard Him. I heard the blessed good news. Christ crucified. I've heard that gospel. And that gospel, you know, we have that gospel comes in our ear. And then a hot coal would burn its way, wouldn't it? It would burn its way down until it got in your heart. And those disciples said, did not our hearts burn within them? And then He said, I'm going to send somebody. Isaiah said, here am I, send me. I'll go. What are you going to tell them? What I saw. Who I saw. What He did. Here's what the witness tales. Here's what the angels said. Here's what the witnesses say. Here's what all of God's people say. Here's what every redeemed sinner says.
I saw the Lord
seated, reigning, ruling, high and lifted up. His train filled the temple, His righteousness. His work is finished, high and lifted up. And what He did for me is put away my sin by the sacrifice of Himself. And that's all I got to say. Well, that's all there is. And He said, go tell this people, verse 9, hear ye indeed, but you don't understand. See ye indeed, perceive not. He says, tell it anyway. And their heart's going to be made fat. Their ears are going to be made heavy. They're going to shut their eyes lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and convert and be healed. I said, Lord, how long? When are you going to open their eyes and open their ears? He said, until it's all over. Until it's all over. But now, hold on now. Verse 13. But there's going to be a tenth. There's going to be a remnant. Who are they, Lord? Mine elect. What are they going to do? They're going to return. They're going to come to me. And they're going to eat and be eaten. It's a holy seed. It's my holy seed. And they've all seen me. They've all seen the vision. They've all heard His voice, Wesley. They've all seen His glory. And how you know? God sent them an angel. And they know the true Lord. And they bow at His feet. And they know what they are. And they repent and look to Christ and confess Him. And that's all there is. Okay. Brother John. Verse, hymn number what? 450 what? 2? 452. I stand amazed. 452.
452. Cross stands.